Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
DeMar DeRozan with 33 minutes tonight. We got a great note from Ethan Cooperson, who, despite the blowout, continues to work hard.
Yes.
So does DeRozan, and he's got 39. Maybe looking for a 40-piece before he calls it a night. The last guy to play at least 2,900 minutes at age 34 or more was Kobe Bryant in the 2012-2013 season when he played 3,000 minutes. Knocked away, loose ball, Terry's got it, Flynn knocked it free, Terry controlled it, Terry all the way!
Back it up, Terry!
Back it up, Terry! My goodness, that's just become part of the lexicon. That was a favorite moment on Parkinson Spiegel a couple months ago when we whiteboarded that with the meme of the dude on the in the wheelchair. Oh, God.
Terry was his name.
Terry. Back it up, Terry.
Put it in reverse.
Yeah, his name was Terry, which is why it works. God, I'm so glad these guys are here to help me clarify some stuff. I'd like to say I'm sorry for the Fatty Arbuckle information that I had wrong. I know that was deeply offensive to all of you guys. Speaking of the Bulls, by the way, did you see that the NBA on TNT crew finally had their Shaqt and a Fool fun with the Torrey Craig and Andre Drummond moment?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delightful.
Yeah.
Very, very entertaining.
Stumbling all over each other on
they
a
got
fast break
that God.
Ends in injury, unfortunately.
They got the hardcore ribbing that they deserve. DeMar DeRozan wants to be back. A 15-year veteran wants to be a Bull. Continuing on here yesterday morning after shoot around, talking about it. I know, right? It was that close. Shirt around, is what I said. Which is one way to put on a top. Move that shirt around.
Yes.
This is what
everyone just gathers at center court. All right, everyone, what's your favorite shirt? Wear it today. What do you got? Tell me about your favorite shirt.
Let's go around. Everybody talk
also
about your shirt.
Also a fast domino hit from the 50s. The shirt around.
You do the shirt around.
Everybody doing the shirt around.
The shirt around. Oh, yeah, man. Freaking grooving. What's your favorite shirt, Ant? Nah, don't answer that.
This one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a good one. We're going to talk about that in our next segment, as a matter of fact. Right. Here was DeMar talking about the Bulls. Quote, I love ownership. I love everything about the city and the franchise, top to bottom. The front office, the staff we have, it's one of those places that gives me motivation to see everybody get what they deserve and feel what winning is like again. Goodness. So DeMar is a fan of the whole damn thing. I see that look on your face. It's hard to wrap your head around a future with this team as a contender with DeMar signed for multiple years. And it's too bad because I think the world of DeMar.
Right, I know you do.
As a player and a dude, I just hope that the contract is manageable.
He's a kind of part of your big F you to Zach LaVine, right? Because, like, if DeMar can do this,
absolutely.
Why shouldn't Zach be able to do this too?
If they can move Zach somehow, some way this offseason, then maybe you can build a contender around DeMar and Kobe and Io and Vooch, but it's hard to picture it.
Yeah,
it's just hard to put it all together. But if you're going to lock up DeMar in a contract, you have to find a way to move Zach.
I'm finding it hard to even believe him. I mean, you know, he didn't just flat out say, hey, I want the Bulls to sign me. I'm going to do an extension right now. But he's keeping his options open, which makes sense, especially at his age. But I don't know. Does it make sense for DeMar at this point in his career? Why would he want to be here and do this as opposed to if someone else is going to pay him comparable money to go somewhere and win at a higher level? I would see that being desirable.
Apparently not, though. I think he likes being the star. He likes being the dude, but not even necessarily in like an arrogant, like I'm okay with losing kind of way.
Right,
it's just he likes being the leader, likes being, you know, comfortable, and this org makes him feel comfortable, and he's a classy dude.
Something to be said for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I see it and I get it. I just wish I could.
Should they want him back?
I wish I could picture the winning core with him as a part of it. I wish I could I'm going to have to wrap my head around it in the offseason, that's for sure.
I don't see a version that makes sense.
Here's DeMar talking about Dale and Terry. Back it up, Terry! He's talking about their relationship, and I'm looking forward to hearing this. DeMar and Dale and talking about, you know, how it goes with DeMar as the OG and Dale and Terry as the young pup.
So let's send it back out to Detroit and hear from DeMar DeRozan, who almost got a 40 ball tonight. Mm. He is with our KC Johnson.
Guys, with this victory, you clinched the 9 seed at home court advantage in that playoff game. What does that mean for you guys tomorrow?
Yes, sir, my boy, Deep Booty. Deep Booty. His grandma used to call him Deep Booty.
Do you remember the question?
Yeah, that was big. We wanted to make sure we secure, you know, that first game at home in front of our fans. You know, we need it, you know, redeem ourselves. You know, we plan for everything. You know, we got two more games after this, but securing the home game, big for us.
Alex Caruso hit the 65-game minimum tonight to be eligible for first-team all-defense. Does he belong a spot on the first-team all-defense?
Hell yeah.
1,000%. Well, excuse my son language, but 1,000%. You know, first-team all-defense. He been tremendous for us on the defensive end all year.
And what did you think of your son tonight?
Oh, he's special. You know, he did a good job. You know, I'm proud of him. Give him a little applesauce tonight, he'd be all right.
With cinnamon, too.
Wow. All right, DeMar DeRozan is our player of the game, brought to you by, I'm sorry, man, brought to you by Great Clips.
Jason can't hold it in. Cinnamon applesauce for DeMar's son, Dale and Terry. That's adorable. I don't like the cinnamon and the applesauce.
No.
Does Bishop like the little
he's
applesauce?
He's fond of applesauce.
Ruben still is, too. Yeah. He'll work it.
I don't think he's tried the cinnamon variety as much. Yeah. Do some maple sugar and some oatmeal, maybe. Yeah.
I don't like the cinnamon. Get out of my applesauce, man. What are you doing?
Okay.
Apparently, Dalen likes it. Yeah. Good for him.
I mean, it was a quick recall on his part. I mean, he must still eat it.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Shane was laughing at me last week at Wrigley when I reached in to the fridge there in the Wrigley dining area, grabbed me an Uncrustable. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Still just so money. I stand by the Uncrustable as an adult snack. 100%.
You ever freeze them? Sorry, Danny. Do it again. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, Ant.
Sorry, Danny.
I was going to ask what Shane was snacking on.
Gabe, go ahead, man. Sorry about that.
Do you ever freeze your Uncrustables?
I have not.
Mm.
Should I do that?
Brother, let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
Big fan of Fatty Arbuckle. Loved him frozen.
Some say that's how he died.
Some say that's how he got so fat.
Oh, man. See?
Fatty Arbuckle, by the way, lived to be 46.
That's not old
had
enough.
Three wives.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well.
For that guy?
Yeah. I mean, it was very famous. He did very, very well.
Hmm.
I want to hear what's going on in Vegas. I want to hear scintillating Vegas nightlife tales from our midday show who have thoroughly taken our spot in Vegas and we're unhappy about it. Let's hear how they're doing.
It's time for a Circa Las Vegas update with the midday show.
You know what I want to do? Hot air balloon.
No, thank you.
Wow.
That was your Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
Oh, yeah. It's a party now. Somebody's talking about maybe doing a hot air balloon. The other two people are shooting it down.
So they didn't get visited by Mocky Mock. Mark Wahlberg didn't stop
Oh, no,
by
that's right. That's what happens when we're out there. We go out there, Marky Mark makes
things happen.
Show. Yeah. Things happen on the show whether we're here or not. Those guys go out there and discuss and immediately shoot down the idea of a hot air balloon. They didn't shoot down the hot air balloon, to be
oh,
clear.
Man. No. That'd be something. That makes some news right there.
You ever been up in a hot air balloon?
I haven't. Oh. No. I'd like to check it out, though.
Outstanding.
My son trying to do this slingshot thing. I think it was actually called the slingshot, something where basically they strap you into a chair and they just fling you up into the air while the you know, whatever the seat is that you're strapped into just starts from a ground position and just goes flying up into the air, and then you kind of spring up and down several times. He was just narrowly under the height requirement. My wife was not thrilled about his idea and that I supported it. She was thrilled that he didn't quite meet the height requirement.
Was this in Australia?
This is in Australia, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. He was very much looking forward to it. Just hearing the screams really appealed to him. He was like, oh, I want to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds
scintillating. You got an aggressive. aggressive young man there.
Seems to be. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't too displeased with the fact that he didn't meet the height requirement either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would have been asking a lot.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. Oh, I mean, but you got to – me and Christina are taking Ruben to Universal out in Los Angeles next week. Going to ride some rides with that man.
All right.
And that probably means that I'll have to ride some roller coasters.
How are you on coasters?
It's been a while, man. Uh-huh. It's been a long time.
I notice in my 40s, I don't do as well. Like I get dizzy a little easier now than I ever have before. If I'm sitting in the back seat of a vehicle and starting to look at my phone for a while, every once in a while, I feel a little bit dizzy.
Oh, that still happens. That's still happens to me.
Never happened to me before the last couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the coaster, but you know,
good luck.
I recommend the hot air balloon if you get the chance. It's very peaceful up there,
yeah,
high up in the sky. We've got a big sports weekend coming up. An incredible, very interesting matchup for the Cubs. A rarity that we actually get to watch. And then some destination venue stuff. Tanny on his way. Ant just came from one. Let's talk about it next on 670 The Score.